Sinu, Lumad Rakhos and Nevis has shown him, Yikach Dimitav is Mokim Koi Rokh of Viti Reino. Right? If we're just going to go through the different abilities, I guess, that the Bereshim capabilities that Bereshim put into the human being, and we would study those, the Kachadimi would not be such a touch of a Mokim. Rama says a person is a zon. He has a part of the body which is deals with the sustenance. A part of the body which deals with hamargish. Hamadaba, the part which creates dimyan. Hamis arer, vasichli. Right, so in that list, it's one of many. Right, it doesn't get the priority that we're trying to give it right now. Rama Matar Shom has a dimyun shua fantasia. Right, Rama explains, you know, it's the ability to fantasize. So out of the many different things which we have, it's one of them. However, Ula, for our purposes, Mechinas Yedias Atzmenu, have a dimyun mokim chashav moed ki onu kaim ba'olam adimyun. We live in the world of Dimyun. So he's going to give you some scary line. Machsa Nerva. There's a scary vision. Next to the person who's coming to greet us, I met his Tavus Adam, Shikimat, Hanigu, Hagamar, Dalamzet. There's two Eli Reinholds walking to you. There's Eli Reinhold that you see, there's Eli Reinhold that Eli Reinhold believes that he is. And they're both walking towards you. Hazimus Azoisi, what is this? Mash Adam Zemedam Aliyos. So there's the real Eli Reinhold, please stand up, right? There's how I perceive myself. Mashadu Zemedam Aliyos, Ritzmuna Hadimyana Shana Yoitzim, Afredo Nedorim Kaliku Nafshin. In that picture, we're not so bad. We sort of like airbrush all of the chesronos.
This is our self-portrait.
Yes, our fake self-portrait. Makaima Mephias Miles. So the chesronos are replaced with Miles. The Hamilas themselves are the true Miles we have. Tuna Hadimyanis, Hey Magdolus Pielef. We magnify those. The chesronos become Miles. So the Miles become like Gore Miles, you know. We age. Sometimes what we truly have, we don't see in that picture. Because in the Dimyun, they're not so important. Okay, so there's two of us. Now, it's not like a shadow comes along, you know, it's always there, but it keeps its mouth shut. Yes, Guru, this is much worse. I live in my shadow. I live in the tail of the dimyun. That's what's talking out of me. So that's the plans, my actions. And it directs me. So I told you that exercise that I did one time from Sefer Cheshbon and Nefesh about Min of Emes, right? Spoke about it recently. Yeah, sounds familiar? I'll repeat it again. Okay. So it's always a good thing. Right? So there's a Sefer called Cheshbon and Nefesh. It's called English. Cheshbon and Nefesh. Yeah. Yeah, it's also English, right? So It was, I don't know who wrote it. It was out there before Rabbi Sosalanter already. Sosalanter really found the safer and, you know, advises telling him to use it. And it has this plan about how to work on different things. It has a 13-week plan. So the famous, you know, post of the term that has in the 13 meetings of Sosalanter was actually based on the safer. It's a 13-week plan. If you do a 13-week plan, you go through this cycle four times a year, basically. 13 times 4 is 52. The higher math, right? So that's pretty much. The idea was to take 13 areas where you want to be successful and create for yourself those 13 areas a one sentence thought process to keep you focused on. That each week, take one of the 13 and make that the primary thing you're focusing on that week, and you're going to constantly review that sentence. At the end of each day, you make yourself like a spreadsheet with 7 columns, and each day you mark those off of how well you did on that meter that day. And you do the other 13 also, but in a much more perfunctory fashion, because that's not the focus. Other 12, that's not the focus of the week. You don't lose the other ones either. So I made myself this, you know, the chart, you know, took the lines, I made the thing, you know, I made my 13 layers. You know, you have a Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, right? And then you have like a total for the week. An eighth column total for the week. Okay, great plan. So first thing I chose, I came up with like 6 or 7, I really have to work out. I came up with 13. I'm not that thrilled. Right? So one of them was MS. So I started working out, and I'm a pretty honest guy. That's what I thought. After one day, I was devastated. I was just devastated. So no, there's a bit of Madrigas of MS. Madrigas of MS, you know, where you're never like potentially trying to mislead somebody, say something which is shek. But am I perfect and careful to say every single detail of the story exactly the way it was? You know, I might, you know, exaggerate a little bit. You know, I remember the detail, but I'll put it anyway. It makes it sound better. The person tells me something that I don't know, but you know, I'm out of my head. Yeah, like, you know, as if I knew it, you know, etc. So by the time I get finished with the day, so each time you take your little box and you put dots for every time you not do well with it, it's a negative thing. Right? So I start with this box. And this box, my first day, has like 16 dots in it. Now that's visible. That's what he's talking about. You would have asked him the day before, yeah, I'm not this guy. And then but if you look at the mirror, no, I'm not. I'm a shark. No. So the next day was a little bit better, because obviously I was just like, you know, totally wiped out. You know, first of all, I just to stay away from the world. I didn't want to talk to anybody, because, like, you know, there was nothing wrong. But I was starting with this, like, hargosha of, was like, ah. So I had I used to have a Musar Chaver. We used to work at Musar together. We used to go both together and get together and talk about how we were doing, etc. So we were working on this together. He had his one thing he wanted to work on, I wanted to work on it. You know, we had to report back. The first time I was just like, it hit me so hard. Like, how much my dimion was defining how my picture of myself was, but it wasn't true. There you go with the checker again. Like, etc. So we did this for a little bit, then of course it fell by the wayside. I'm him that did this, it's me that did this. So that's the point, you know. You want to really look like, you know. I tried it tonight, and of course, nobody's nice enough to help me. Right? For Yom Kippur. Right? So what should you be working on? Ask somebody. Somebody who knows you well. So, you know, what are my problems that I'm not willing to honestly look at myself and assess? Which, what do they say about me? What are my shortcomings? What are the shortcomings they say about me? And that phrase. You know, not what they say about me, because they'll tell you a nice story. So I asked somebody to tell me some shortcomings, and he told me a nice story. Somebody's like, you know, thank you. Sorry.
Sorry.
Okay.
Good job, Matthew.
So
I go down and take the people with me.
Notice I didn't ask for Baron because Baron was not going to tell me the truth.
That's a level of practice.
What?
Is that a level of Vardimia? Also?
What?
That fear of confronting.
Yeah. No. But the problem is, you know, like you said before, when we drew that clock, our problem is like you're saying right now is like the reality is I might have many milas, which I don't even recognize. That's also possible because in this Dimyan world, for a reason they didn't get high check marks as being important. Well, the reality they are. It could be the picture isn't horrible. It could be very nice. It's just not the picture that I'm used to or that I wanted to be.
Rabbi, what if someone has like aspirations to be a certain person, wants to grow, and wants to reach a certain level? Is that the same thing as, is that considered Dimyan?
As long as he knows where he is now, it's not Dimyan. If he thinks he got there already, or he's well on his way to there, when he's not that far along, so he's living in a picture which is not the true picture of himself. That's the danger of Dimyan. Okay. I want to skip down to the next quote. Okay? I'll go back to the first quote. Oy ledimyon. Oyev hara halozeh. Vey is this that we have this called Dimyon, which is our tremendous enemy. This evil enemy we have. We created it. We're able to get rid of it. How? By listening to the true seichel. The haskel of our emes, try to find the truth. The man nasa, a dimyon is nachol shaytev. The dimyon is like this raging river. The seichel yitva, and the seichel get drowns in the dimyon. That's the Rishos Halacha's description of the kind of dimyon. How appropriate for pre Yom Kippur, like, you know, you better do tshuva, like, you know, because you're really in trouble.
You're drowned.
What?
You're drowned. Miba Miami.
You know, part of, I think, what the purpose of, you know, the problem is, perfunctory is one of our very dangerous realities. You know, there's 44 alkates, there's 24 ashams, there's 44 alkates. So, you know, some of them, I can't tell you that I have, are my major problems. I don't think they are. Some of them are. But out of a list of 66, at least some of them will be very relevant to me. So, we have to focus on all 66, we have to focus on all 66, we have to focus on ones which are relevant. And say, you know, honestly, where am I at? You know, and the biggest bracha I will ever do for myself is to truly recognize where I'm at, because then I have what to build on. But he writes in a different place, Caleb Bates, I think. He says the problem is when we don't look at ourselves the way we really are, because we are convinced that we can't change. And it's very painful to say I can't change and look what I look like. So the answer is I don't look like that. But if a person knows he can change, it might take work. So then it's not so painful to see what I look like because we can change. We spoke about it before. We mentioned it before. You quoted it before over here?
I already spoke about it before.
guys. Say, so the one thing which Yom Kippur forces us to do is, you know, you have to give yourself some time before Yom Kippur, you know, which is not so much time left. You know, tomorrow night, give yourself half an hour. Take out a piece of paper and say, okay, you know, pick five of them, the five of the ones which you feel are relevant to yourself, and say, where am I really at with this? And what would I like to do differently this year? I did it with a Bacher. Bacher is, you know, this Bacher does not learn so much. Okay? So I said, argue with him is, you know, he thinks he learns a lot. I said, no problem. Let's keep it track tomorrow of how much time you spend learning. I want you to keep, you know, every time you're done learning, it's 8 o'clock, when you interrupt, it's 8 o'clock. Mark it down. And we'll make the total at the end of the day. Let's see. It's very hard to dispute the facts. That's what he's grappling with. You know? So his question was that. Okay, so now that he knows where it is, so obviously the first thing that knocks the wind out of your sails. So like, you know, wow, I am. Okay, well, good, so that's who you are, but there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing bad with that, Bet. This is who you are. Like, everybody else around you knew that anyway. They still like you. Right? The only person who doesn't know that is you. So, your wives are great for this. Right? They know you better than yourself. They know you, and they still like you. So they give you the confidence to say, you know what, I can be half concerned and still be okay. You know, now let's work on that. There is a Zohar which says women are Midas Adin. Midas Adin means that, you know, what?
It doesn't take a Zohar to figure that out.
Right. So, like, you know, listen, you know, so what you did wrong, you did wrong. You might be the nicest guy in the world. And yesterday I said, you know, you're like nobody better than you. But right now you did something wrong, and I'm going to tell you that. And I'm going to punish you for it. And I'm not going to let you wiggle out of it. Well, no excuses, you know. That's part of me. But you know, Kippers, they have rock in them, so, like, you know, it's not focused on for now, right? What? I'm not talking about anybody's wife.
It's just all of them.
Isn't it somebody who said something to give the women?
What?
Say something to give the women and the men.
No, Venus. This is our challenge. The challenge is, you know, to not, you know, to not fool ourselves. And it's the biggest bruch which ever happens in a person. So change the scenario. Person's at work, right? He really needs to know how well he's doing. Because if he doesn't, he's gonna get fired. But living in this thing, you know, I'm really doing well, and then the boss, you know, is a nice guy, doesn't want to tell him how bad he is. Until he fires him.
I got confirmation before sure I wasn't getting fired today.
Okay, good.
I didn't do anything bad.
Except imagine, you know,
I got an email.
You know, that's what happens. You know, the purpose of a review is not to get rid of the guy, it's to point out these are the areas we see are deficient, and we need you, we're going to give you extra time to correct them. So, you know, the purpose of the review, the yearly review, is not that all that, you know, you're going to.
I ask this a little facetiously, a little not, mostly not, but so I want to come across correctly. My office, I have to review my team, and my managers review their employees twice a year. And then there's a period after that where they set their goals. I find that time to be much more pressure on me, even though I'm doing the review. reviews as opposed to the person who's being reviewed, and to see how they're doing.
You're doing
it on the board. They should be doing. I mean, they're writing their self-assessments. I'm writing an assessment on them, and my manager is writing, you know, just on four people, but like the whole list. But I guess maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, because like, I see this and then I think, okay, Hashem has to do this for everybody. And I granted, Hashem's obviously not me, and thank God for that. But it's, I find that the pressure is much more, it almost feels like it's the inverse with work, you know, maybe in the work scenario versus in the scenario that we have.
Because there's somebody on top of
you. Right, there's people on top of me and there's people below me, like, you know, I'm just kind of in the middle. Just
imagine, let's say you would be the guy on top.
Right.
Right? So, so your job is just to point out to everybody below you how well they're doing, right?
Right.
So for them, it's important that they get the feedback.
Right. So even if they don't want the feedback or they don't care about the feedback,
but they gotta get it.
But they have to get it.
Because I just somebody just told me a story. You know, he's in charge of 15 people. His 15 top notch people. So he has to review every year. And they told him his review, he can give 2 A's, 3 B's, and 10 C's. Right? So as we did last year, we did that. The company merged another company, and they merged this thing, and all the people that got C's were let go. So this year he came to him and says, I'm not doing it. You want to give people C's, that's your problem. I believe all my people are top notch. They are, they're doing very good job work. And if you want to fire them, that's your business. I have no part in it. It's false. You painted a false reality because if you accept an excuse, get rid of somebody. I'm not one of them. He told his person on top of him. You know, I was like, you know, I mean, imagine what he felt like when the guys gave C's because they were like a mashu. You know, these guys are 98, these are 97. So 97, you deserve to be fired. You know, they made him play a role.
Rebbe may be a bit shocked, but I'm not so sympathetic in the.
I understand the problem. Yeah, you understand the problem.
Which I think people who know me would be in a different way, but I guess, like, so I'm looking at Demi, I'm looking at, like, I hear what Matthew's saying, like, going forward, you know, with, like, I want to be this. What, you know, like, I think I'm such a great guy. And I'm not saying, part of it feels like I see, like, there's a benefit almost to Demi. I'm not saying, like, there has to be so much we have to, you know, we drowned in it.
The Russian made Demian for a reason. No meat of the Russian made was just for the purpose of being a challenge.
Right. And I almost feel like there has to be some sort of, I know it's a different meat, but like, that's some sort of, like, Demian and Gaiva I see being very hand in hand. Just in the sense that, you know, it depends on which way somebody views it. Either I'm such a horrible person, the person's not, and that's not the Gaiva, but like, oh, you know, I'm such a great person, look at me, how great I am, that's the Gaiva saying, like, and I'm going to be this, that, and the other thing. But I can also see it as a way to drive someone, like Matthew was saying. You know, I want to be this, which is the truth. You know, that's Emes. I want to do this. And the Demian is, wow, when I get there, I can be like this. But it's still connected to that Emes, and it's going to be that driving force.
So over there, it will be a very positive thing.
Right. So, I mean, I need one to say that, because everything we've been talking about so far is just the negative aspects of Demian.
You know,
so,
it's like when you make a goal setting, you know, part of the goal setting is the picture of how would I feel when I get there.
Right.
Right, that's for there. Demian was, but that's what Russia created. Demian, to, you know, to be able to picture a result before the result exists. So then that I can be motivated. I can say, well, that's something that I want. I would like to be. So in the Welt, you know, the Demian with there. I would like to. You know, why do people spend money way beyond, you know, trying themselves to make, because they have a picture of what it would look like when they get there.
I thought it was to pay tuition.
you're from the wrong crowd.
I'm sorry.
We just say you need to have, like, a realistic picture of where you want to go.
Right. But even that, you know, can become like, I'm just reading a fascinating thought. My sister works for her my sister works for, she's an artist, so her real work is she sells her art. And you can't live on that unless you're like, you know, really, really. So her side job, which is a nine to five job, is, you know, she worked for an advertising firm. Right? So one time I walked in, and, you know, she had one of her advertisements she was doing for some magazine for them, etc. And a picture of her car with a woman in the car. An attractive woman in the car. Now, obviously, the sales pitch of that car was the man. Right? Now, when you buy the car, you don't get the woman. They don't sell, you know, each car comes with a woman sitting in the car. So what's the purpose of the woman in the car? Right? It's to tell you that this car will give you what you want. He wants X, right? So, or you have the guy riding on the horse. You know, look, smoking cigarettes will make you manly. Smoking cigarettes will give you lung cancer. But they're telling you that it's the process of being, it's selling, you're not selling cigarettes, you're selling manly. Right? That's what you sell. You're selling that picture of something which is like, yeah, something that I want to look like that. So but what happens is they're short-circuiting the process. Instead of being manly by working yourself and spending 5 years, 10 years, 15 years developing the personality, which means to be a true manly person with its advantages, just smoke cigarettes and you can be manly. That's the purpose of Madison Avenue. The penalty is, like, you know, I had a Tom in Cleveland's, which worked at Madison Avenue. He worked there. And he used to ride the train back up to Westchester, you know, with all of the executives who worked there. And they know that they spend the whole day figuring out how we're going to convince the people, you know, out there. But they believe it themselves also. They convince themselves also. You know, that's stimulant. But if imagine a person, you know, says, you know, I look at this person, I see this person, I see how he is, I would love to be like that. That's my dimion. Okay, what can I, but where am I truly now? And what do I need to do to get to that point? What are the steps I really need to do? That's beautiful. So the sales pitch isn't false. It's just that process that they're selling is false. So, you know, we can then, you know, use that same thought process, as it were, the same process that they're using for our advantage. There's what dimmings are very powerful. The Russian created something, he created for good reason. But it's much easier just to take the other route. I'm a manly guy. Really? You know, ask your wife, whenever there's cockroaches, she takes care of that. You know, well, I took care of cockroaches 3 times, you know. Yeah, and 75 times you didn't. You know, but you forget about that. It's people's memories are fascinating. You know, so on that happy note, we'll hold it here.